Why won't you just let me go? Why are you doing this? When will it end? I'm sure my body's bruised. There's an awful metallic taste in my mouth that won't go away. Rebel's going to be back soon, right? Rebel will come back and save me. Stop, please! I'm trying to tell you that I don't have any information for you. I'm just a regular civilian. Bellatrix? I don't know what that is, because he's smart enough not to share information like that with someone like me. You have to believe me. Even if I knew what it was, I still probably wouldn't tell you. If it puts my rebel in harm's way, I just can't. What do I know? I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I do know that my boyfriend will come and kill you as soon as he comes back. I know he'll be back soon. It'll all be over soon. I don't know his true name. I gave him a nickname instead. How can he tell that I'm lying? What's giving it away? This guy's really good. I will never tell you. Don't you understand? You can continue punching, kicking, and stabbing. I will never tell you anything. This is the promise that I gave to my boyfriend. I will die with his secrets. Do what you must. This wasn't the path I thought I'd go down in life. Having a dangerous boyfriend who attracts dangerous people. But I love him too much to give away any of his secrets. If I must die, so be it. It was meant to be. I love you with all my heart, Rebel. Please, Rebel. Please, I need you. Please come back. Please come back. I can't take this anymore. He's gonna kill me. Please. Please. Scared me. I hope he was able to get on board. He's kind of late. My eyes are watering. Was I crying? That was a horrible dream. I guess that last incident really affected me worse than I realized. Maybe it would be best to seek out a therapist. But how would I be able to tell them that my boyfriend's an assassin? And that one of his countless enemies took me hostage and beat the shit out of me for 20 plus minutes? Being a hostage wasn't anything new, which is still shocking to say, believe me, but being punched and slapped in the face, getting kicked in the stomach repeatedly, and choking on my own blood too, it wasn't the most of pleasant memories. He said he'd never leave me alone again after that. But honestly, I feel alone now. And I feel abnormally scared. Why did I want to go on another cruise when the first one went so terribly? Why would I do that to myself? I wanna hide. My body won't move. Abba, where are you? Please come back. Please. Rebel, what took you so long? Rebel. Oh, don't worry about the tears. I'm just glad you're here now. Did you have a hard time sneaking aboard? No. We just waited for the mustard drill to finish. I know I've asked this before, but why do you even have to sneak on board in the first place? Do you not have a passport? Wait, really? Rebel, are you even a legal citizen? Were you even born in this country? Rebel, you can't just shrug at me as a response. I bet if you could speak, I'd be hearing an accent right about now. Tell me, what do you want to get up to this evening? There's so much stuff planned for tonight. We'll have plenty of time to do that, believe me. Tomorrow will be a long sea day. Then after that, we'll be docked and make a side for a few hours. You don't have any enemies in Jamaica, do you? That looks very reassuring, Rebel. Great going. Now you know something's up. He's pointing out my wet eyes again. Here he goes. I guess it wouldn't be healthy to keep these thoughts stored away, and I never told you everything that happened on that night. Let me just preface this by saying that I'm completely at fault for feeling like this. The reason I was crying before was because I had a dream about what happened on our first cruise. My head was hurting for some reason, but I knew how much you wanted to go and see the encore of that performance from the first night. So you left the cabin, and after a few minutes there was a knock on the door. The person yelled room service, so I had assumed that they either had the wrong door or that you might have ordered something through the cruising app. So I answered the door. The guy pushed me back and locked the door. He said, verbatim, "If I tried to scream, my spirit would be chained to this cabin for all eternity." He wouldn't hurt me, though, if I had remained calm. Which was a lie. At first, he was trying to be personable, wanting to get to know me, you know, my name, where I was from. And then, of course, I gave him fake information. But then he started asking questions about you that I either couldn't or wouldn't answer. And that, of course, made him mad. When you rushed me to the infirmary, you saw the damage that was done. They had to airlift me off the ship. He kept kicking and punching me. He kept asking about some project or something with Bellatrix in it, and I had no idea what he was talking about, and I never brought it up to you until now. But anyway, I just kept begging for you to return to the room, that the pain would go away when you'd return, but you took so long and he just wouldn't let up. I woke up from that dream and saw that you weren't here, so that incident kept replaying over and over in my mind. I wanted to hide, but all I could do was just curl up in a ball and cry. I didn't realize how much I was suffering from PTSD until that exact moment. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be crying. It was my idea to go on another cruise just to get away. But maybe this wasn't the best idea I ever had. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to ruin this vacation. I really don't. But I feel like I am. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Rebel. I didn't know that he was typing already. My love, you have nothing to be sorry about. You should not blame yourself over something that isn't your fault. Crying is healthy, and the correct response to what I've put you through simply by being near you. You're a normal person. You didn't go through the training I experienced to increase your tolerance of pain and mental torment. I'm sorry that I made you go through that. I should have stayed with you. I will never forgive myself for putting my guard down and allowing you to get hurt. There isn't a day that goes by where I don't replay that moment when I saw you bound, bloody in his arms. All those years of training went out the window, including him. I just wanted him dead and you safe. I'm unsure how to comfort you effectively, but I can promise you this. Aside from sneaking aboard and disembarking the ship and all other places where I'm not allowed to be, I will never let you out of my sight ever again. I will never leave your side. After this, let's refrain from cruising for a while. From what I can remember, recovering from trauma is a process. I will do my best to help you through it. Thank you, Rebel. Thank you. I'll be fine for now. Just thank you. I do have one thing to ask, though. When we get back home, would it be possible for me to get the same type of training you went through? I know you said you'll be by my side forever, but if the day comes when you can't protect me, I should be able to defend myself. So, could you possibly teach me? I don't want to hurt you. Then, can your employers or company teach me? Please? Even the fellow assassin friend that you have? Just somebody to teach me. Please? You'd have to become an assassin for that to happen, which it won't. Then you have to teach me. Something, at least. We both know I'm weak, Rebel. I'm a walking target now, but you have the ability to fix that, even if it's just a tiny bit. What do you say? A sigh out of you is progress. I'll wear you down eventually, sweetie. I guess we should continue this conversation once the vacation is over, alright? Let's try to make the most out of our time here. What do you want to do first? You want to rest? arrest after dodging port authority and ship security, huh? I get it. I can only imagine what you went through. You'll have to tell me how you did it this time. Last time you pinched some dude's shoulder and stole his uniform, right? What I want to know is how you disabled the security cameras. There's no way you're able to do that by yourself. Don't pout at me, silly. I'm not doubting your abilities nor your status of being a superior assassin. But let's be honest now. I love you, Rebel. I love you so much. You are everything to me. And I'm just happy you're with me. I really am. The torment from others, the constant kidnappings, it means nothing because you make it all worth it. And yeah, this was a little setback mentally, but I know I can recover someday. Someday. And if you do go through with teaching me, maybe something like this will never happen again. Maybe. Let's see what the future holds for both of us. I love you. And I want you to remember that. And I'm sure you love me too, right? My wonderful assassin. What did I do to deserve you?